Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Hope I'm not breaking any news here, but word on the street is that Dana's about to get a new dog.
Oh, no! Stop!
Wait.
We are not! We are not. I hate you. You are in trouble.
What is that animal's name?
I told you that was not for air! No! Know.
Not yet.
Are you investing in diapers already?
No.
Dan.
Well, I remember the other one.
You know, we all have these conversations ongoing about, you know, maybe someday is all.
No, we don't.
No, not very often.
You've got Barb.
That's what Scott was saying several months ago. Well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, and you know what? I realized my heart was ready.
Yeah.
And I took in Sweet Lizzie.
It took you a while. Why can't you bring her in? Is she not calmed down yet?
Oh, she's very calm. I thought we had a new policy here at the radio station where you're not allowed to bring your dog into work.
The policy doesn't really apply to us.
Yes, it does.
The studio carpet is still dry.
If I remember correctly, the only reason the policy was enacted was because of you.
I believe that is correct.
Details. How's she doing? She's assimilated and all those things?
Look at that deflection.
Man, no, I'm not deflecting.
Right into right field.
So what kind of dog is it, Dana?
No, we are not having this conversation.
Super cute.
Oh, my God, she's so cute. No, what's
the name?
No, we're not talking about it. You're going to jinx it.
Is it a regular dog or is it one of these little jinx getting a dog?
You cannot just don't jinx it. I'm trying.
It's a very cute dog.
I'm trying to be very deliberate here.
That is a great question from Dan. Is it a full-size dog?
No, it's a small dog.
No, it's somebody that needs a home. And, you know, we just had the discussion. Oh. We're just talking about it.
You're going to be a foster mom.
We're just talking. Isn't Jamie doing that for real?
She's been doing that for a long time. Yeah.
Johnny may be putting his foot down, though.
He hasn't said, well, he hasn't, like, firmly said no.
Well, he hasn't said yes.
You know what you're going to need to do?
What?
Is cut out a small little gate in your new fence.
Yeah.
So the dog can go back and forth onto the new play area next door. That's what we're going to do.
Poop on it.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, you don't even have a fence. Are you going to walk this thing every day?
Yes. It's a very walk-friendly neighborhood.
Or is it a dog that's small enough that you can just put a litter box in the house?
No,
It's a tiny little dog.
I am never telling you anything again. I hate you right now.
No, you don't.
You're going to get me in trouble.
With whom?
We're not supposed to be talking about this. The kids do know, like, the kids have seen a photo.
With whom would you get in trouble?
Oh, I'm trying to be very, very, you know, careful with how we go about this.
No,
but you've already
you come in like a wrecking ball.
What she's saying is, let me translate Dana Ease. When she says, we're trying to be very delicate about this, what she's saying is,
delicate here.
I haven't convinced Johnny yet that we're getting a dog, but I really want to.
Right.
When she says, you're going to get me in trouble, it's not with the prospective dog, the current dog owner, who would say, oh, I can't give a dog to somebody who brags about getting a dog on the radio before they ever got one. What she's saying is, with you're going to get me in trouble, is at 6:06 when she gets home, Johnny's going to be like, I told you we're not getting a dog. I don't know how to
figure out. No, he has not said it in that specifically in that, you know how sometimes you just got to.
Finesse it.
Just got to, you know, give it some time.
You got to massage.
Yes.
She hasn't come up with the argument yet of how she's going to convince him to take on the responsibility of taking care of the dog.
That's correct. What he
we're traveling in a couple of weeks.
Well, that's a terrible time to get a dog.
Well, where are you going?
We're going to see my mom and dad.
When?
Thanksgiving.
Oh.
That's been on the calendar for 6 months. Don't you look at me like that.
6 days, but you're right.
No! I'm leaving. I'm having a very terrible, no good, bad day right now.
Why? What?
Getting the stink eye from you. You just ruined my very... I've got a plan here. Get out of my plan.
What's the plan?
I've just got to very carefully do this.
Let me help you.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to do.
Yeah.
You need to figure out... Here's what your plan needs to be.
Yeah.
Figure out a way to convince Johnny, even if it's a lie, that you will... take the lion's share of the dog care requirements.
Yes.
The going to get the food, buying the food.
Yeah, because I'm home. I'm the one that's home.
Walking the dog.
Yeah.
None of this, hey, when you get home at 4, like let's say, I know Johnny works early and gets off early in the afternoon.
Yeah, will you walk the dog? I will do all of it.
And if he says, do you need me to walk the dog? The answer is no.
No, I have done that.
I've got this.
Taking care of the puppy pads that you put down all over the house.
Diapers.
See, the problem is, though, and we've met Johnny, we love Johnny, he's not going to buy that for half a second.
Mm-mm. Oh, he sees you coming.
This is why I don't want to talk about this right now. I've got to just, you know... Give him some time to get used to the idea.
You need to cook him dinner first.
You know, sometimes no does not mean no. It means,
always means no.
Well, in that context. But when it comes to something like this, you know, it wasn't a hard no.
You're just going
to
apply slow drops of water to his forehead until he gives in?
I'm trying to waterboard him in a very particular way here.
Except the dog.
Is he going to wake up like Vince Vaughn in Wedding Crashers where he's all four limbs are tied to the bed?
I wonder where the key is. Maybe the dog has it.
Well, just stop talking about it. Let
me ask you this.
Yeah.
So Stella died last summer, a year ago this past summer.
Yeah.
And it took me about a year until I was ready to welcome a dog back into the home.
Yes.
And man, I'm telling you, people need to hire me to pick their next dog.
Yep.
Because I always get good ones.
Yeah, you do.
Always get good ones. And Lizzie couldn't be better. I mean, she's a great dog. I love that stupid dog.
Yeah.
But you already have two cats. Why do you need a dog?
Well.
Or why would you want a dog?
Oh, she's so cute.
She is cute.
You know, I just think it would be nice. Have something to take on a walk every day?
Train your cat.
Take Johnny on a walk.
Okay. You know what?
You can take yourself on a walk.
You know, we almost did today. We thought about it. He's so sick. Tomorrow. We're going to walk tomorrow. It's a big walking neighborhood. Everybody walks. I'm in. I'm going to walk.
Most neighborhoods are.
Yeah. I'm going to walk. You walk every day with your dog.
Every single... I have not gone a day without walking that dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for my mental health.
And it's also been a significant amount of time... Since my dog got horribly sick and I had to do that thing that we don't talk about where I went into the place that we don't talk about and they asked me if I wanted a receipt after they did the thing that we don't talk about.
When you had to put Odie down and you called me.
It was horrible.
You called me on the phone bawling.
It was horrible.
And you know what? As painful as that day was for you, it was an eye-opening day for me and I felt terrible for you. But you called me, if you'll remember, this was last year and you were crying. You were sobbing.
Was this person on the text?
What?
It was terrible.
And you said, promise me, because you knew Stella was sick.
Yep.
And she didn't have long for this world. And you said, promise me you'll call that Lap of Love company and put Stella down in your house.
Home. Yep.
And I said, well, you know, blah, and you go, no, promise me. Promise me. And
you, like,
you know why? It was completely selfish for reasons that, and I don't even have to tell Sam this. I knew if you had done it the way I did, as compassionate as they were, and fiscally responsible, would you like a receipt? That it would have destroyed you to do it that way.
Well, it destroyed
me
anyway.
I know. And then we, Sam, would have to deal with the fallout of that destruction.
Yeah.
I was like, please don't do that to me on top of already dealing with this.
I appreciate you protecting me. I would also like to protect Johnny's free time. Don't get the dog.
Oh, don't say that. You've got Barb.
Yeah, and I walk her all the time.
That e-bike, right?
Yeah, that was
I'll
different.
Tell you this.
The e-bike tried to kill me.
Lizzie's become a full-time job. I mean,
Is she?
I walk her once a day. We throw ball in the backyard at least two times before I even leave the house to come to work.
Okay.
From the text line, get a houseplant first. If in a year that houseplant is still alive, you can get the dog.
I kill ferns.
On purpose?
No.
My point exactly.
My mom's dead, by the way.
What?
If you don't want
How do
moms,
you kill a mom?
They're all dead. I don't know. I was going to bring them tomorrow as a joke and plant them in the potholes in the
In the driveway.
bring a little flare to our parking lot.
I tell you what, and I'm being serious. If those potholes, which, I mean, when I leave work every night, it's like Frogger getting out of here.
It's bad.
If those potholes are still here in the spring, I have a bag of unused potting mix at home. And I'm telling you right now, come April 1st, and this will be no April Fool's joke, I will bring in that bag of potting mix. I will go to Suburban Lawn and Garden. I will buy a bunch of flowers, and the four of us will go out there at noon one day, and we will plant flowers in the parking lot.
There's a lot of holes out there.
Well, pretty soon they're all just going to be one big hole.
Well, then I'll get extra potting mix.
They're getting closer.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah. It's getting to a point where you can't drive around them. You have to straddle them.
Mm-hmm.
913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum. Sam Stevie III. Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Hey, Johnny. No means no, buddy.
Leave him alone.
Here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Update to a story that traveled far and wide on social media, and it's a happy update. I'm trying to scroll all the way down so I can find the original post. But a puppy dog that we were urging everyone to be on the lookout for in Mission, because Mission is such a small, quaint, lovely little place. Mm-hmm. Puppy dog that was missing belonged to a veteran, has been found.
Oh, good.
She is safe. She is at home with her owner and might have been there the entire time. So listen to this. Here's the update. The puppy's name was Nala. And the original post was heartbreaking. It was basically, here it is. Urgent. There is a 13-year-old beagle mix named Nala that belongs to an 83-year-old widowed veteran. He was walking the beagle to the front door to take him out, and she ran out without her leash. This was maybe 2 weeks ago, Scott. Nala is very friendly, and she will come up and sit right next to you, but the man is absolutely devastated, sobbing, "She's all I've ever had in my life." Nala was wearing a collar but no tags. He is so frustrated, so he sent me this photo. They alerted Animal Control and Mission. Now for the update. Happy update, happy day. I have an unbelievable news to share on Nala. The owner just went downstairs into the basement to do his laundry, and Nala was there. We have no idea how. We have no idea when. The dog got in the house and down into the basement. She definitely got loose 9 days ago outside when he was putting her leash on and ran down the street. What's even more curious is Nala has never been in the basement. Years ago, there was a tornado warning. He couldn't even get her into the basement with him. Since there was no food or water down there, we have no idea how long she's been down there, but she could not have been down there the whole time. She has lost some weight, but is eating and drinking and seems spry. What a crazy situation. Thanks to everybody who's been looking all over town for Nala. This reminds me, Scott, of the Amber Alert that you and I covered all those years ago, where the entire time the child was in the basement of the house.
In the closet, in fact.
Sound asleep.
They had been, the child had been playing hide and seek with a sibling. I think that was the first time you and I ever met. And it would have been in the late 90s, early 2000s. And, I can't remember where it was. General idea I have, but everybody's outside. There's this Amber Alert. You know, the Amber Alert was at the time relatively new.
I remember saying to Rich Lockhart, "Are we sure?
Yeah.
The child is not in the house. Are we sure?"
And then I remember standing outside of that house for hours on end, and then finally they came outside and they said, "We have found the child." Like, oh, merciful Jesus!
Thank God.
The child was sleeping, had fallen asleep while playing hide and seek in a closet.
Yep. It happens. I'm just glad Nala's back.
Every news organization in town was parked on this street. Ugh. Is Hurricane Melissa headed for Bermuda now? Is that what I just saw?
It went all the way down to a Category 2 as it went back out over open water. The eye opened back up. And yes, barreling towards the east end of Bermuda to then have the remnants continue to travel north through the Atlantic all the way up to Newfoundland.
Boy, the damage in Jamaica is just outstanding.
Oh, my gosh, Sam, one of the most heartbreaking photos. You know how a photo really does say 1,000 different things. It really does. And still photography during breaking news or sports or all of those things, just one photo can convey so much. And this was heart-shattering to me today. And I think it was on the New York Post website, I believe. It showed just three or four photos of people trying to gather up their possessions, whatever is left, and slogging through this waist-high water. And there is a man in either Jamaica or Cuba.
It was Cuba.
Who is carrying an old square block television, the kind that's in our office.
A tube television.
A tube television, Sam, but a pretty big one. And he's huffing it through water. Part of the TV is submerged in the water.
It's completely.
And I said to Scott in that one photo, that shows you how little some of these people had to lose.
Yeah.
That a television set that is obsolete here in the United States, one of those big square TVs, and he is just hiking it through filthy, debris-filled water with this tube television.
You know what I've always found fascinating and completely incomprehensible is, you know, I like to vacation in the Caribbean, go to Cancun every year, been to Turks and Caicos, been to Dominican Republic, been to Jamaica. And every time I go to the Caribbean, it is like heaven on earth, right?
Until it's not.
But what I've never, look at the shacks that these people in Jamaica and Cuba live in. Where these places, with all of the tourism, year-round agriculture.
They're held together by the tourism industry.
Right. But what I mean, if you went to the Dominican Republic, and we were at this resort in 2019, and the resort was absolutely stunning. The food was amazing. The beach was impeccable. But then we did some, you know, day trips. We went four-wheeling. We went up to do some zip lining. And when you get out into the general population on these gorgeous islands, how absolutely and objectively poor these people are. I remember going up to the zip line place. It was like an hour away in Dominican. And we would drive through these small towns. And these houses were literally just metal shacks, you know? And if you blew on it too hard, it would fall down.
Tin roofs is what you're looking for.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Yes, thank you. And how is it? I mean, even if you go to Cancun, I don't go into the city proper, but if you did,
poverty.
It would be just abject poverty. How is it where Cancun? Let's use that as the example for a quick minute, because a lot of you I know with the direct flight from Kansas City will go to Cancun. The hotel strip, which is in and of itself a very skinny island off the coast of Mexico, is jam-packed with Americans who are coming with nothing but money. And yet the city and the people who live there are poor.
Who owns those hotels?
I don't know.
The governments are corrupt, Scott, in some of those areas.
I know.
So,
I know.
Yep.
Those resorts are probably owned by American investors.
Yeah, but nonetheless, they provide decent jobs if you can get one in one of those resorts.
Yeah.
And don't tell me I'm not paying taxes on some of the stuff down there. Of course I am.
Right.
You know, where's all that money going? It sure as hell isn't going to pave streets.
Is it to keep the cartels at bay?
Dana, hell of a good question. Dominican Republic, I remember when we went to the zip line, the road was, the sides of the road were filled with empty plastic water bottles. I mean, trash everywhere.
And it may look like so little to us, but it is everything to them. Yeah,
that tube television to that one Cuban man was
everything.
That was his life.
Yeah.
913-586-7798. Just saw this meme on Facebook, and it's so true. And it reads,
I love that song. I am sorry. You're not supposed to love a song that's so awful, but I love that song.
Jenny got a gun. Don't forget to set your clocks from sunshine and happiness back to misery and despair this weekend.
Oh, that's a way to say it.
It's true.
Yeah.
I dread this weekend.
Why? You get an extra hour of sleep.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Because it all evens out.
So I'm going to, all right, so it's always on a weekend, right?
Yeah.
And I understand that some people do work on weekends, okay? But the majority of Americans don't. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Or close to a majority of Americans don't. Are you going to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning, what would now be 7 in the morning on Sunday, and say, oh, rested. Oh, Mary Beth, it's only 7. We get another hour of sleep. I'll see you in 1 hour. No. You get up, you have a heart attack, because that's what happens when you do the time changes.
To some.
See, I firmly believe that we make a much bigger deal out of this than it really is. It's a slight adjustment in your daily schedule.
Sam.
I don't like it when I leave and it's dark out.
Bingo. Because
it's already dark when I leave.
Yeah, but you leave at 7. We leave at 6.
That's what I'm saying. You guys are making a bigger deal out of it than it is.
It's a big deal to us, not to you.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Only 12%
of... Get off my lawn!
Yeah, get off my lawn, too.
Only 12% of Americans agree with it, so... You would think it would be the time change.
I heard that report in Dan's newscast.
You would think that it would be something that we could very easily pass to change away from it, but we need to come to terms with the fact that this is just the way that it's going to be.
You know what? I don't like that argument. I don't like that argument. Well, this is always the way we've done it. Children work in factories until age 9. Mm-hmm. That's all. There are things littered in our history that, well, that was just always the way we did it, that we look back on and we were like, wow, I can't believe that went on so long.
Well, so then how is freaking out about it twice a year changing it?
Well, I just think the more people and the more science produced about it, the ding-a-ling lawmakers in Washington should do the one thing that like 90% of us are behind.
I'm going to challenge you on that for just a second, if I may.
What?
I don't know what the policy is in Kansas, but in Missouri, you can have a voter-initiated petition, an amendment to the Missouri Constitution. You could...
State by state, cobble it together?
Well, what I'm saying is, if enough people in Missouri, let's say that Dan's report was accurate, and I no reason to think it wasn't, that only 12% of Americans like the idea of springing forward and falling back, Missourians could get together, launch a petition, submit an amendment to a public vote, and Missouri could stay on the summertime, whatever it's called.
Yeah. A great point from the text line, and this is true, because I don't really care. I'm indifferent. I'm not a huge fan of the change, but I can get over it very quickly. Great point from the text line. Yeah, but everybody loved it in college.
I was just going to ask, is this the one where you're mm-hmm. at the bar and you think it's 2 a.m., but it's not? It's really 1 a.m. and you have another hour?
My friends and I would very rarely stay to the bar until 2 a.m. The one night a year we definitely stayed until 2 a.m. was this
week. When it was really 3 a.m.?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right, I want to talk to my farmers or my rural people for a second. Go to Fox 4. You have to see this to believe it. A moose has been spotted wandering through a cornfield in north central Kansas. Caleb Mahan of Cortland, Kansas.
Cortland?
Cortland.
Never even heard of it.
Captured rare photos and a video of the animal just before dusk last night. Yesterday morning, Clay Wallen and Brett Carlgren saw the same moose cross the highway south of Cortland, and it ran into Mark and Doug Garman's standing cornfield.
Oh, my damn, look at that.
Just before dark, around 6:45, he said, I jumped in my pickup with Warren, who's 5, Sloan, who's 2, and sweet Mabel, who's almost 6 months old. That's when luck struck for the Mahan family. They went to the area where the moose had been seen earlier in the day, and sure enough, there it was. He said the moose ran out of the cornfield and into a soybean field. He said the nearby cattle did not know what to think of the moose. That's the end of the story. Pray tell, how do we get a moose in the middle of Kansas?
It would have to be an escapee from an exotic animal farm or something like that. They don't migrate down here.
Did you see the size of the thing? It's got the
it's
big
large.
Things on it.
Let me tell you something.
It's got antlers? The antlers. Yes.
Did he walk from Colorado?
I mean,
I don't think they have moose.
Well,
in
I was
going to
ask
Colorado.
You, are there moose in Colorado?
No, I don't think so.
I think you've got to get up to like Montana or maybe Wyoming.
So, as somebody who lived for 3 years in Alaska,
yes.
in Anchorage,
yes,
and one morning woke up to a moose standing outside of my bedroom window. That's a true story.
Do they snort?
What do they do? I don't know. Here's what I do know, having lived in Alaska for 3 years and being warned many times about this.
They'll kill you.
You do not go near a moose.
So
they are not nice.
I was in Granby, Colorado. There's 3,500 meese in Colorado, by the way. I was in Granby, Colorado years ago, and it was early spring, so it was still that time when it got nice and cold at night. And I grab a sleeping bag, and I grab a hammock, and I go out into the front yard of this cabin that my family was staying in because I thought it would be cool to sleep on the hammock. I wake up in the middle of the night to a moose breathing on my face. And I remembered the same thing that you just said, Scott. You stay away from them. You don't make any loud noises. You don't move. I just closed my eyes and went right back to sleep.
Smart play.
Like, I'm not getting away from this thing. I can't see it. It was pitch black outside. All I could tell it was right above me because I couldn't see the stars in the shape of a moose above me. Went right back to sleep.
Here's one thing I remember living in Anchorage is moose, when they poop, they're small pellets about an inch long, and they almost look like a football.
If you need a turd, you call me.
So anyway, they're about an inch or a little bit longer than an inch long. We would go to these we were at Fort Richardson is where we lived, and we would go over to, you know, one of the banquet halls that they would have on base, and there would be local people selling their wares, you know, whether it's Eskimo stuff or whatever. People would sell. I don't know if anybody would buy. You could get moose poop earrings.
From Turdy Works, I'm reaching out to her right now to see if she'll come on the show and hazard
well,
a guess.
You call me.
Hazard a guess. Do we still have that clip? Hazard a guess whether or not this moose is a wayward moose, whether or not it, I mean, no one knows moosers like this woman does.
Yeah, that's her.
The website says mooseturds.com. Buy your crap here.
Yeah. People, they would put
you need a turd, you call me.
They would put a little coating over it, a clear coating over the turd so that it didn't stink and, you know, you wouldn't get shigellosis or whatever. And they would sell them, and you could buy moose turd earrings and necklaces.
Okay.
And bracelets.
You can get a dingleberry right now for your holiday tree for $17.
You need a turd, you call me.
Okay. I'm contacting right now. I'm reaching out right now.
That was one of my favorite interviews of all
moose
time.
Moose turd friends.
Yeah. 913-586-7798.
You need a turd, you call me.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? Don't you love moose? I love moose knuckle. We're trying to get with Sweet Mary at Turdy Works. Some of the ads about her product we can read, and some of the ads about her product we cannot read. One of her ads just says, buy your crap here. Before you start looking around at our turds, know that we've had thousands of folks sniff ours.
And our blank doesn't stink.
Jan, we only use locally sourced turds.
Jan in North Kansas City. Jan, hello.
Yeah, I've been on hold a while. I see you're still talking about her. Oh, that's crazy. Anyway, I did have a theory about moose in Kansas.
Yeah.
And that is that there's been so many fires up north in Canada where they, you know, a lot of them live in the cone woods and stuff.
Yeah.
And then out northwest in Colorado and Montana, et cetera, and they may have just run out of browse or their usual places are burnt.
Maybe.
There's lots of fires out there. Half of Canada gone up this year and last year.
Wow.
I was going to say, if true, that makes me so sad, Jan. The process from Turdy Works, if you want a refresher, just so everyone knows, when we first collect the turds, we put them in industrial-sized dehydrators. Otherwise, they would be juicy, and that just ain't right. Afterwards, we put them in a dip station with secret ingredients. Then we spread them out on dry racks and keep them moving around so they don't stick.
Okay.
After our turds are dry, at that point, we can start making our blank. My God, she is one of the funniest women. How many years ago was that, Sam? Does it say in the archives?
Let me pull it back up.
I mean, 20...
By the way, the number you gave me was a turd.
Nobody answered.
I did reach out.
It was prior to December of 2019, and that's all I can say.
Okay. We are going to try to get her back on the program tomorrow.
That had to have been right after I started.
My God, she is funny.
Okay.
Moosetards.com. Turds, by the way, is spelled with an I.
You need a turd, you call me.
It is the clip now seen around the world where a Detroit police officer was caught with his pants down during a Zoom court session. Unfortunately, it will live forever online. The incident happened in Judge Sean Perkins' courtroom this week. And
Perkins?
Despite being stunned, the judge did not skip a beat. The head judge told Fox 2 that Perkins often has that patented look. Metro Detroiters may remember the... who cares? I don't know what that means. Anyway, police officer shows up for a Zoom court hearing.
Yeah.
I believe he's testifying. He's not...
He's testifying, and he is fully dressed in his police uniform.
No, like, not fully dressed.
Well, badge, you know, all of the stuff. He looks like a police officer, except that in the Zoom, he pans down... And I don't know if you have the audio. It is hilarious.
The judge says, can we put the, I'm paraphrasing, can we put the camera back up?
So initially, yeah, when he joined the Zoom, you can see the inside of his thighs.
You hear the judge go, do you have pants on? And there's this pause and he goes, no, sir. No, Your Honor.
Go ahead and tilt that camera upward.
Eyes up.
The faces in that video are the best.
Oh my gosh. Like the court clerk is like, are you kidding me?
You're doing a Jeffrey Toobin or what's going on in here?
Oh yeah. Remember that?
Yes, I do, sadly.
He was Toobin.
Okay.
He became a verb that day.
All right.
That's all we'll say.
Okay.
Got it.
MSNBC is about to change its name. I think that goes through next month.
Okay.
They're changing it from MSNBC to MS Now.
Okay.
MSNBC started 29 years ago. For those of you too young to remember, the MS in MSNBC stands for Microsoft.
Really?
Yep.
I did not know that.
It was a joint venture that Microsoft and NBC launched in 1996. Microsoft has no involvement in MSNBC now, but the letters have stuck. And I think it's next month. Sometime next month, they're changing over to MS Now.
To repeat the joke that we heard over and over again when this news first broke, MS Now stands for, man, seriously? No one's watching? It's pretty good.
Terry Rozier's lawyer is out with a statement. You remember Terry Rozier, the Miami Heat player who got caught up in the gambling scandal involving the NBA?
And maybe the NFL.
Jim Trusty is his lawyer.
His lawyer's last name is Trusty?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is an innocent guy who's getting completely screwed, to use some legal vernacular, in terms of his career. It's an 11-year vet. He's played 1,000 games. They're latching onto a game where the NBA literally cleared him 2 years ago and trying to suggest that somehow they know better and that they know he was a conspirator, as opposed to just somebody who had a hurt foot.
Wait a minute. They're saying he played in 1,000 poker games or 1,000 NFL games?
And NBA games.
NBA. Pardon me, NBA games.
Yeah. I will just tell you, confiding in a friend, a childhood friend, and saying, man, I'm banged up. It's the end of the season. We're out of the playoffs. I think I'm going to sit early in this game. That is not a crime. That is nothing. That is not even prohibited by any sort of statute.
Now, wait. If that person, because within their own rules, it says you cannot even nicely sort of accidentally tell someone in your circle your status, because if that person then goes on and bets $500,000 that you're out.
Continuing the quote, and maybe the league should create rules that say you can only tell a manager or a trainer or your priest or your mom. But he told a friend, and whatever that friend did is not on Terry.
Wink, wink. Hmm. The NFL just came out to remind their players this week, You cannot give any even innocent information that could be used to gamble to friends and family.
News with Dan coming your way in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.